Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, the 2 dots. The Koyre Achre Mois Va'ach Ba'asar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshaba Ben Dvorah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Eliyoze Ben Brindle, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga ben Miro, and today's daf is being learned le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Lechayim Toivim Ramoishachayim. So the Mishnah, in the beginning of the 7th parak, and Daf Samaches Amid Beis, when it continued, it resumed its narrative of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, mentioned that one of the things that the Kohen Gadol had to do was read from a Sefer Torah. In fact, the Kohen Gadol read 3 parashiyos of the Torah. He read the Psukim and Parashas Achrimos. Those are the Psukim that the majority of Masechtas Yuma discusses, the Psukim that detail the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah says he read Va'ach Ba'asar. He read Psukim in the Torah in Parashas Emor, Psukim that talk about Yom Kippur in general. And then finally, he read Psukim in Chumash HaPikudim, which is Sefer Bamidbar, the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas that talk about the Karban Musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. Stating that, it was clear in the Mishnah that Achrei Mois and Emor, he read from the Sefer Torah. Whereas Parshas Pinchas, he was Koira Alpeh. That was something he read Balpeh. In fact, the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol received the Sefer Torah. The Koira, he read Achrei Mois v'Ach Ba'asar. He read the Psukim in Parshas Achrei Mois, then the Psukim in Parshas Emor. The Goylo Sefer Torah, he put the Sefer Torah away, Maniche Bechekoi. The Oimer, he said, Yoisem Mashe Karasu Lefnechem Ayem. Kosov Khan, even though I only read these 2 parashas, really a lot more going on in the Sefer Torah. And then Uba Asa Shavachem Shapikudim, the Psukim and Parashas Pinchas, Koiral Peh, that he read Balpa. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the first half of the daf, everything that we just talked about. Zokt the Gemara. The Koira Achrimois Vachbas. So the first thing the Kohen Gadol did was he read the Psukim and Parashas Achrimois, and then he read the Psukim in Parashas Emor. Now, he didn't read from Achrimois through Emor. He read the pertinent Psukim and Parshas Achrimos, then he skipped, they mished a little bit, and he went to Parshas Emor, and he read the pertinent Psukim in Parshas Emor that deal with Yom Kippur. Faith the Gemara of Remini, is that something you're allowed to do? But we learned, Mendal Gemenovi, you're allowed to skip around in a Navi, Vey Mendal Gemetoiro, you're not allowed to skip around in a Sefer Torah. So a Bal Koire that's reading from a Navi, the Haftorah, so he can jump around a little bit, but you're not allowed to skip in a Sefer Torah. So how could you go from Parshas Achrimos to Parshas Emor, skipping everything in between? That's not something you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, like Asha, kam b'chteisha yafzik ha-turgamon, kam b'chteisha lo yafzik ha-turgamon. So in order to properly appreciate the Gemara's teretz, you have to really be sensitive to the way Kriyas HaTorah was once done. So today, Bal Koira gets up, he leans from the Sefer Torah, you listen, if you understand, great, if you don't understand, Eichgut. Once upon a time, there was a Turgamon, there was a translator, and he would translate the Sefer Torah into the language that the people spoke. So the Bal Koira would read a parsha, and then the Turgamon would translate that parsha that the Bal Koira read. And there's halachas that dictate exactly how this happened. Here's the point. Being that there's a gap in time during which the Bal Koira is leaning, meaning he leans, then pauses for the Torgamon to be allowed to do his thing, it opens up an opportunity for the Olam to mish really, really quickly without it causing any hefsik in what the Bal Koira is doing. So the Gemara says a chiddush, that this that we find in Medalgam B'Torah, that's only if it's not b'chtei sheyafsik ha-Torgamon. Meaning, if the skipping within the Sefer Torah is going to take so long that even after the Torgamon is finished translating, we're still going to have to sit around and wait. That's not okay. But if you can mish fast enough so that you're not going to have to pause because the Torgamon is anyways doing his thing, then it's fine. To go from Achrimos to Emor is not a big deal. Achrimos, Kedoshim, Emor, it's right there. So it's possible to do Bechdesha Yafsik HaTorgamon, and it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. So in other words, it's true Medalgam Benavi Ve'e Medalgam B'Torah, but there's a little asterisk. You have to read the fine print. This that we said, E Medalgam B'Torah, that's only if it's going to be a dilug that is going to take so long that even after the Torgamon is finished doing what he's doing, we're still going to be waiting around. But if you could do it within the amount of time that the Torgamon anyways needs to do his thing, then it's going going to be fine. Therefore, in our case, it's not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says it can't be because Vatlok Ketani regarding that Halacha Medalgim Benavi Vein Medalgim Betayra. We had the following caveat: Medalgim Benavi Vein Medalgim Betayra. Vakame Medalik. This though we say Medalgim Benavi. What's the shir? Bechdei Shalay Afsakat Torgamon. Ah, so even Medalgim Benavi is Bechdei Shalay Afsakat Torgamon. What does that mean? Habetayra. Klal klaloi. You can never be medalik. You can't tell me that medalgim b'toira b'chdei shalo yafzika torgama, because then there would be no difference between Navi and Taira. Clearly there is a difference between Navi and Taira. So if the only time medalgim b'navi is b'chdei shalo yafzika torgama, that means b'toira klal klaloi. So back to square one, we have a problem. How in our Mishnah were you able to be medalik? You see, medalgim b'navi vein medalgim b'toira. Amar abayis abayis alay kashakam ben yonechad kam b'shnein yonim. This that we say you're not allowed to skip b'toira, that's if you're going from one inyan to another inyan. But if you're going mi inyan le inyan, be'oisay inyan, if you're skipping from one thing to another, but it's in the same inyan like we're doing, you're going from Achri Mois, which talks about Yom Kippur, to Emor, which talks about Yom Kippur, so you're skipping within the same inyan, then it's going to be okay. V'atanya, in fact, is a brisa that supports this. Medalgim b'toira b'inyan echad, you're allowed to skip within the same b'toira b'inyan echad, u'benavi b'shnei inyan. When it comes to Navi, you're allowed to skip even between inyan. Kan v'kan, and in both cases, whether it's Toira or Navi, b'chdei shalo yafzakam haTorgam, and you only let it skip if it's not going to cause the Balkara to have to wait around. Meaning, if you're going to be medalic during the time the Torgamon is being metargam, that's when it's fine. A medalic menavi with navi, another halacha, you're not going to be medalic from one navi to another navi. Meaning, you can't go from Yirmiyo to Yecheskel. You can't go from Amos to Nachum. So you're not allowed to go from one navi to another. This day you're allowed to be medalic, that's within the same scroll. Benavi shal shnei masar, the scroll that has the Yud Beis Nevi'im in it, medalgam, then you are allowed to go, even though it's from navi to navi. But that's something that's okay. Ubilvad shalo yedalik misayf asev l'tchilase. However, if you want to skip, you can only skip forward, but you can't go tzirik tzivik. So you're not allowed to go to Mafreya. You're never allowed to be medalig backwards. V'goylel sefer Torah. Then the Kohen Gadol, after he read Parshas Achrimais and Parshas Emor, so he did Hagbe, he did Galilo, and then he made the following declaration. He said, Yoyser mimasha korosi lefneichem kosufkan. That really, don't think that the only thing in the sefer Torah are these two parashas that I read, but there's really more here. V'kol kach lama freik de Gemara. Why did he have to do that? K'desh alay lahoytzi laz al sefer Torah. The reason is, we're afraid that people are going to be moitzi laz on the Sefer Torah. People are going to think there's nothing else in the Sefer Torah. Now, what's the obvious question? Every single time a Baal Koira leans from a Sefer Torah, he doesn't read the whole Torah. So he should get up and he should say, Yoyser mimashe karasi lefnecha ma'ayim, kasuv kan. Why doesn't he have to do that? Why are we only concerned about the laz in our Mishnah? So Rashi says that the reason is because this Baal Koira, the Kohen Gadol, is about to read another parasha. And that parasha that he's going to read by heart. So it almost looks like that maybe the Sefer Torah is chaser. The Haraya, he's about to read from a Sefer Torah, and he's not going to read from it in a Veinig. So therefore, there's a little bit of a Reya. So it's for that reason, he makes the following proclamation. There's really more here. Don't worry about it. There's a cheshbon why I'm about to read about that. But don't be mitzi laz on the Sefer Torah. So again, he read Parshas Akram, he's a Parshas Emor from the Sefer Torah. And then when he came to Parshas Pinchas, he read about that. Why is he reading about that? Niglov and Nigri. Mish. And get to Parshas Pinchas and read it from the Sefer Torah. Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, Amar Rav Sheishas, in the name of Rav Sheishas, Lefisha in Goylulin Sefer Torah B'tzibur. The reason is, you don't mish in the presence of the Tzibur, Mipnei Kovet Tzibur. And the reason is because it's not Kovet for the Tzibur. It's disrespectful to make the Tzibur wait around while we're mishing, so we'd rather read Baal Peh than to make the Tzibur sit around. Faith the Gemara of a nice Achrid of Nick. We just bring another Sefer Torah. Why can't you have two Sefer Torah? Let that one be pre-mished already. So like this, no one's going to have to sit around. If you're going to bring a second Sefer Torah, people are going to think there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. He said a different reason. If you're going to take out another Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make another bracha. And it's an unnecessary bracha. The Kohen Gadol already made one bracha. Why make him make another bracha? Are we really worried about these things? From Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, right? The Gemara is making it sound like we never take out two Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha said something that everybody knows. You take out three Sefer Torah. And the first Sefer Torah, you read the parasha. The second one is Rosh Chodesh. We said it's Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Rosh Chodesh Tevis is always Chanukah. So you see, we take out three Sefer Torah. Very often we take out two Sefer Torah. All of a sudden now we have a problem with a second Sefer Torah. You're telling me reasons. So you should never be able to take out two Sefer Torah or three Sefer Torah. Yet the minig Yisrael is that we do. It's based on what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said. So the Gemara says it's different. Klosa Gavri, but Klosa Sifre Leka Pgama. Ordinarily, three Sifrei Torah, you have three different people that are oiled to the Torah. You have three different Balei Kaira, perhaps, in the olden days. The one that got the Aliyah was the one that read from the Sefer Torah. So you have three different people being Oila. So there's no reason to think that anything is a little suspicious. But Chad Gavra betrays Sifri Ikup Gama. Today, the only person getting an Aliyah is the Kohen Gadol. It's the Kohen Gadol's Avoida. He's the one that's Oila. He's the one that's reading from the Sefer Torah. So if the Kohen Gadol would have two Sefer Torah, it would look a little bit like maybe something's wrong with the first Sefer Torah, and therefore it's initially right. Ordinarily, we take out two and three Sefer Torah. The reason there's a Hakpada over here is because it's one Oila. One Oila, so why are you taking out another Sefer Torah? If it's another Oila, okay, so it's a whole new deal. But if it's the same person, two Sefer Torah, that's why there was a concern. Therefore, we couldn't have a second Sefer Torah. To mish this Sefer Torah, there's an Indian of Kavod Tzibur. Therefore, what the Kohen Gadol did was, is he would read it, Baal Peh, U'mevarech Aleha Shmoneh Brachos. And then the Mishnah said that after the Kohen Gadol finished his Aliyahs, he made eight brachas. Now, if someone's oila l'teira nowadays, after he finishes his aliyah, he says, "Asher nosan lanu teira semes v'chaye oila nata b'seichenu baruch ato Hashem noisan atayir." Makes one bracha. Make a bracha before the aliyah. Make a bracha after the aliyah. But the Kohen Gadol didn't make one bracha after the aliyah. He made eight brachas after the Tanu Rabbanu Nabraisa. What were these eight brachas? The first one's ala teira kiderech shem mevarchem mebeisak nesis. The first one is the one bracha that you always make after you get an aliyah. The second one was alo avoida. The bracha is sha'oischa levadcha b'ir and avoid. V'alo hoida, he would say moidim, v'am b'chilas ha'ovin, a special bracha related to kaparas avoinus, it's Yom Kippur, kisikna, v'ala mikdash b'fnei atzman. Then he made a bracha about the Beis HaMikdash, v'ala kayana b'fnei atzman, bracha for the kayanim, v'al Yisrael b'fnei atzman, a bracha for all of Klal Yisrael, v'al shar tefila. And then there was one for al shar tefila. So what does that last one mean? Tanu Rabbanan, v'shar tefila means, rino t'china b'kashim ulfanecha amcha Yisrael, she'etzrichim lihiva she'ya, v'choysim b'shemeh tefila. It was a nusach tefillah that incorporated all the Jews. They all need their tefillahs to be answered. And the ending of the bracha was, like we say in Shemayin Asri, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh tefillah. After the Kohen Gadol finished reading from the Sefer Torah, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevi Sefer Torah Mibeisa. This is interesting. Everybody would bring their own Sefer Torah. Now they brought it before Shabbos, because you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. And everybody would read from it. And the reason is, this was some sort of noi and yoifi. It was beautiful that everybody is coming with their Sifrei Torah. And it just created a beautiful sight. There's an important Rashi right here, tucked away. Dibra maskol laharis chazusay l'rabim. That has ramifications in the sugyas of zekeli v'anveyo hider mitzvah. But for another day. The Mishnah then said, Haroya Kohen Gadol, anyone that was watching the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, Einu Roya Par V'Sar Hanasraf, and he wasn't able to see the Par and the Sar as they were being burnt. And if someone witnessed the Par and the Sar being burnt, he wasn't able to see the Kohen Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah said, V'loy B'Bnei She'inu Rashoy, not because it wasn't okay, Ela Shehoy Se Derech Rechayka, because the reading of the Sefer Torah happened in the Azara, the Par and the Sar were burnt, Chutz L'Machana, we saw in Daf Samech Zayin, which means Chutz L'Gimel Machnois. It was outside of Yerushalayim. So you can't, Tants of Tzvei Chasin is at the same time. You can't be in two places at the same time. U'melechesh Shneim Shavin Kach. So two things happened at once. I mean that they happened at once. It was impossible. It was just physically, not humanly possible to be able to do it at the same time. And therefore the Mishnah said, if somebody saw one, he wasn't able to see the other. Says the Gemara Pshito. What's the Chiddush? Meaning, it doesn't sound like there's any grace of Chiddush over here. There's no halacha that the time of the Mishnah is telling me. The Mishnah just said that two things happen simultaneously. Beseder. The Gemara says Peshitta. So the Gemara says, Maldatema, I would have thought you the Reish Lakish. Now, I would have thought Reish Lakish. Some Reish Lakish said, Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs. That Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs. I would have thought that it's not okay to simply go and watch this or watch that. Meaning, either I'm going to go observe, I'm going to watch the Kohen Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah, or instead, I'm going to go and watch the Par and the Sar being burnt. Why? Because you would have thought whichever one you're by, you're bound, you're stuck. You're not allowed to go to the other one. And the reason is because Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. Because if you're middle doing a mitzvah, you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, before we understand this, my mitzvah, what is the mitzvah even? Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Meaning, if you're watching the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, if you're watching the Kohen burn the Par and the Sar outside of the Gimel Machanas, are you doing a mitzvah? You're not putting a tefillin, you're not saying Kriya Shema, but what you're doing is you're enhancing a mitzvah. Because there's a hidur for a mitzvah to be done b'roivah. Beroiv am Hadras Melech. So if a lot of people witness a mitzvah, it's actually a hiddur for the mitzvah. So it's for that reason, if you're partaking and you're witnessing a mitzvah, you're actually enhancing the mitzvah. So therefore, you would have thought you don't have the option to just go and watch whichever one you want. Kamashmon, that's really what the Mishnah is saying. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, if you want to watch this, you can watch this. If you want to watch that, you can watch that. You can pick and choose. Don't worry about in maviran ala mitzvahs. That was in the Azorah. How do I have a right now to leave the Gimel Machnas to go watch the Paramanas Rafim? You have an option to do whatever you want to do. So before we go weiter, and this next Mishnah is going to conclude the Avodah on Yom Kippur. It's hard to believe, but we're here already. So we just, to frame exactly where we are, and we'll do this last piece of Gemara that's going to get into the Avodah. So the majority of Masechtas Yuma deals with the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And up until this point, we've dealt with most of the Avodah. We went through all the avodas that the Kohen Gadol did in the morning with the big days of, which were the avodas that were done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tomet Shal Shachar, the Atavas HaNeiros, the Ketores, the Minchas Chavitim, the Nesachim, etc., etc. We spoke about the special Ketores that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, the Par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, the Sarad LaShem, the Sarad LaAzazel, but there are still some karbonos that need to be brought. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, B'zois yovah yaharen ala kodesh, B'par ben bokar l'chatos, V'ayol l'oyla. In order for Aharon HaKadosh, in order for the Kohen Gadol to be able to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, he had to bring a par as a carbon chatos, and he had to bring an ayol as an oyla. A par is a bull as a carbon chatos, an ayol is a ram as an oyla. Now we've spoken a lot about the par l'chatos, the par, the soyer, all the hazois, l'fnai v'l'fnim, on the paroiches, but we haven't mentioned the ayol l'oyla. When exactly did Aharon, when did the Kohen Gadol bring the ayol l'oyla? So this is something that we still have to address. Another pasuk, u'me'eitz adas b'nei Yisrael, yikach shnei se'irei izim l'chatos. Now we spoke a lot about the Shnei Se'irim Izim L'chatos. One Sar was L'Hashem, and the other Sar was L'Azazel. But what's this V'ayil Echad L'Oyla? We haven't spoken yet about the Ayil Echad L'Oyla. So there's B'zois Yavei Aharon HaLakodesh B'par Ben Bakar L'chatos V'ayil L'Oyla, the Oyla of the Kohen Gadol, or the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol. It was an Ayil L'Oyla. And then there's the Ayil L'Oyla that was brought for the Am. Shnei Siri Isam L'chatas, a lot about that. The Ayil Echa L'Oyla. Another thing that we haven't done yet was the Kohen Gadol hasn't been makter yet, the Emurim of the Karbon Chatas. We mentioned in a previous Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol extracted the Emurim, he put them into a Magus, and he prepared it for Akhtara. But the Akhtara didn't actually happen yet. That's not something that played out yet, so we still have to figure out where exactly that is going to happen. And finally, the Karbon Musaf. We haven't spoken about the Karbon Musaf yet in Masechtas Yuma. Now, the Karbon Musaf, as we mentioned earlier, is discussed in Parshas Pinchas, which is where all the Musafana talked about, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, all the Musafana mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and it's several Psukim. It's kedai to see the Psukim inside. Uba asur l'chodesh ha-shvii hazeh, on the 10th day of the 7th month of Tishrei, meaning Yom Kippur. Mikra kodesh yilachem and nisim asaf she'sechem kol malach leis asur. It's Yom Kippur. They craft, and you bring the following Karbonis. Oilo l'Hashem. Reach nichayach. You bring a carbon oil. Now the carbon oil was parben bakar echad, a bull, ayol echad, a ram, and kvasim b'nei shana shiva tamimim yulachem, seven lambs. So it was one bull, one ram, and shiva kvasim, nine animals in total. Together with these animals, uminchasim soiles belula b'ashem. There was a mincha component. Shleisha esrayim lapar, shnei esrayim laayol. In addition to that, there was also one goat that was brought as a carbon chatos. That's in addition to the other chatos. And the mincha and the nesachim that came together with the oilas atamen. So these psukim talk about the carbon mosav. Now, one thing, the carbon mosav wasn't just one carbon. It feels like it was one animal. Carbon mosav. A carbon chatos is a chatos. Carbon mosav was it's 10 animals. There was a bull that was brought as an oila. There was an ayil that was brought in an oila. There was shiva kvasim, and then there was even a goat that was brought as a chatas. So number one, it's 10 animals. Number two, 9 of them were an oila, the par, the ayil, and the shiva kvasim, and one of them was a sire. One of them was a goat. So there's 10 additional karbonis, chayra, that have to be brought. Now, they're all under the same umbrella. They're the carbon musaf, but it's 10 animals. So the question is, when exactly were these brought? So again, what are we going to address? We're going to address the aisle that the Kohen Gadol brought. That's the aisle of the Kohen Gadol. There's the aisle of the Am. There were the Shnei Seirim plus the one aisle. In addition to that, we have the Emurim of the Par and the Sar, which were prepared to be burnt, but they actually haven't been burnt yet. And then we have the Karban Musaf, which is made up of a bunch of different Karbanas. So it's not enough to say, this is when you brought the Musaf. Is it the entire Musaf? Is it only part of the Musaf? Was it all brought in one shot? It's a whole cocktail of animals. So you have to know exactly how it was brought. That's going to be the discussion of the balance of the Daf. So, the Heilige Mishnah in the Big Day Butzkar. So we're picking up what the Kohen Gadol was reading from the Sefer Torah. Now, the Mishnah had said right at the beginning of the parak that the Kohen Gadol, when he read from the Sefer Torah, he had an option. If he wanted, he could read with his regular clothing, or if he wanted, he can read with the Big Day Lavan. Now, just to picture where we're up to, Lechura, and that is the Kohen Gadol is wearing his Big Day Lavan. He just did all the Avodah Yom Kippur. So if he wants to keep his Big Day Lavan on to do the Kriya Satayra, he can. If not, not. So says the Mishnah, let's refer back to what the Kohen Gadol's decision was in the Big Day Boots Koira. If he read with the Big Day Boots, then Kidesh Yadav Araglov, what he has to do now is, he has to be Mekadesh Yadav Araglov, Poshat, take his clothing off, Yored V'Tavol, he then went to the Mikvah, Olav V'Nestapik, he got up, he dried himself, V'Yulay Big Day Zav, and he got the Big Day Zav, V'Lavash, he put the Big Day Zav on, after he got the Big Day Zav, Kidesh Yadav Araglov. He was Mekadesh Yadav Araglov again. So this is in line with the idea that every time the Kohen Gadol changed clothing, he had to be Toivol in the Mikvah, in between the changing, plus he was Mekadesh Yadav Araglov before he took the old clothing off, and then it was Mekadesh Yadav Araglav after he put the new clothing on. Okay, what did he do? V'yotza, he went out, V'asa as Eloi, that's El Ha'am. He brought his aisle. That's the aisle mentioned. The El Ha'am. And then he brought the aisle. The Shnei Seirim came together with an aisle oil as well. He brought their aisle. Shivas Kvasim Tumim Veshana. And then he brought the seven Kvasim of the Musaf. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva says no. Im Tamid Shal Shachar Hayu Kreven. The Shivas Kvasim were brought together with the Tamid Shal Shachar. That was brought hours ago. That was born in the morning when the Kohen Gadol, the first carbon he brought that day on Yom Kippur, like every day, was the Tamid Shal Shachar. That's when he brought the Shivas Kvasim. Why didn't we mention it up until now? Whatever. But you want to know when it was brought? It was brought then. Upar ha'oila, v'sar ha'nasa b'chutz, how you crave him in Tamid Shal Beinu Rabbayim. We'll see exactly how to read this in the Gemara. But it sounds like the power of the oila and the sar ha'nasa b'chutz. So the sar ha'nasa b'chutz is what? We have the sar la'shem. We know what that is. We have the sar la'zazel. We know what that is. The Sar Nas Vachutz is the only other Sar the Torah talks about, which is the one Sar that's mentioned with the Musafir. So that's referred to as the Sar Nas Vachutz. The reason it's called the Sar Nas Vachutz, that's in contrast to the Sar Lashem, which was brought on the Mizbeach that was inside the Hechel. This was brought like every other Chatas, which was on the Mizbeach Hachitzai. So those things that you crave him in Tomid Shal Bein Rabbein. So we'll see the Machloikis Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yekiva a lot better in the Gemara. Kiddush Adav Araglav, then he was Mekadosh Adav Araglav again, Pashav Yarev, Tavav, Olav V'Nestapik, and again he toivled, he dried himself, he put the Big Day Lovin, they put the Big Day Lovin on, but Lovash V'Kiddush Adav Araglav, when he put on the Big Day Lovin, again he had to be Mekadosh Adav Araglav, Nichnas, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lohoitzi Es HaKaf Es HaMachta, to remove the Kaf and HaMachta, which he had left there after he brought the Keteris. The Gemara will talk about this. Kiddush Adav Araglav again, Upasha Yarev, Tavav, Olav V'Nestapik, so again he changed clothing, he viewed the Big Days of, now they brought in the Big Days of, the regular k'tayrus that were brought every day twice. It was brought in the morning, it was brought in the evening. And to be made of the neiris. And now he changed again. And what clothing is he putting on? He's putting on his regular clothing. Big day atzmoi. The lavash, and they would baglate him at beisay until his house. The yontif hayoisa lo'oyavav b'shoshi yotzav b'shalom ha'kodesh. And if he made it out alive, then he would go make a big yontif. He would make a big party lo'oyavav for all the people that he likes, all his friends, his chaverim. They would all get together. Zok de Gemar. So the Mishnah just said a lot of things. Things started moving pretty quickly. Changed his clothing a bunch of times, tefillas, and a lot of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But one of the things mentioned was that there was a machloikas Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva as to the exact order of some of the karbanos that were brought. And again, we're talking about the aisle that the Kohen Gadol had to bring for himself, The ayil that he brought for the am, the shnei seirim which came together with an ayil, and we're talking about the musafin as well. So the Mishnah said that after the Kohen Gadol switched from this big day lavan to his big day zav, he brought eloi, ves el ha'am, and he brought the shiva kvasim, divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva said the shiva kvasim were brought together with the tamid shel shachar, the par of the oila and the sara nasa b'chutz were brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbi. So there's a little bit of confusion here, and the Gemara is going to introduce the confusion by posing three questions. Question number one, just, we need more information. Iboilu, hechi kamar, in Tamid Shel Shachar ha you crave him, upar ha oila v'sara nasa b'chutz im Tamid Shel Bein Rabbi, oidil mohachi kamar, im Tamid Shel Shachar ha you crave him, upar ha oila b'hadayu, v'sara nasa b'chutz im Tamid Shel Bein Rabbi. So question number one is in Shittas, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Im Tamid Shel Shachar ha you crave him." The seven kvasim were brought together with Tamid Shel Shachar. Then he said, "Upar ha oila," and then he said, "V'sara nasa b'chutz ha you crave him in Tamid Shel Bein Rabbi." So for sure, Rabbi Akiva is dividing the musaf. He says the seven kvasim were brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then the sar ha nasa b'chutz, that's the sar lachatas part of the musaf, that was brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbi. But upara oila is a little confusing. Does it go back together with the shiva kvasim? Or does it go forward with the sara nasa b'chutz? And just from reading the words of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, it's unclear. Again, Rabbi Akiva said, "In tamid shel shachar you crave," and that's referring to the seven kvasim. Do you read it upara oila also? The para oila was also with the shiva kvasim, or no? Maybe the way you read it is upara oila v'sara nasa b'chutz. So you crave in tamid shel bein rabbi. So where was the para of the oila? Was it together with the shiva kvasim, which was together with the tamid shel shachar, or was it with the sara nasa b'chutz, which would mean that it was together with the tamid shel bein rabbi? So another question: para oila, the Rabbi Eliezer, the shayrus emes avadu. Rabbi Eliezer's shita seems to be incomplete. Rabbi Eliezer said when the oil was brought, say the oil of the kohen gadol, say the oil of the am, he mentioned the shiva kvasim. But he didn't mention the par of the oila, of the musaf. We said the musaf was made up of an oil, it was made up of a par, it was made up of shiva kvasim, and it was made up of the sar. So he didn't mention anything about the par. When exactly was the par brought? The su, Beilu, Rabbi Eliezer, Beilu, Rabbi Akiva, both according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to Rabbi Akiva, Emurichat, the same as Avalu. One of the things that hasn't been done yet, like we mentioned before, is Kangada wasn't makter yet, the Emurim with the Karban Chatos. The Mishnah didn't even address it. So when was that brought? In the previous Mishnayas, we prepared it for Haktara, but we never said exactly when the Haktara happened. So when did it happen? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and our Mishnah seem to be addressing all the things that haven't been done yet. And it's not going to happen in another Mishnah, because this Mishnah already ended with the Kohen Gadol. He was Yotzeh V'Shalem, Menachodesh, he already made a big Yontif for all his friends. It's already not Yom Kippur anymore. So if there's clearly no other Mishnah. So this Mishnah is supposed to address all the loose ends, but it didn't, because we still have a lot of open information. The Gemara presented it as three Ibayas that need to be figured out. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava said, Mishkachas Amat Kanta. If you want to figure this out, Ella, the only way to figure this, either Rabbi Eliezer, if you want to understand Rabbi Eliezer's shita, is b'detana d'vei Shmuel. You would have to hear the braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel, either Rabbi Akiva. And if you want a Rabbi Akiva shita, it's k'detesefta d'tana d'vei Shmuel. It's like the desefta that was taught in Shmuel's yeshiva. In other words, from the Mishnah itself, it's unclear what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva's shitas are, respectively. If you want to understand it a little bit better, so you would have to see these two braisas. Okay, what were these braisas that were taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel? So the Gemara goes through the two braisas. T'tana d'vei Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer said, after the Kangal put on his big days off again, he brought his ayil, and then he brought the ayil of the the emure chatos. So that answers the third question. And he brought the emurim of the carbon chatos. We have to interject it. Aval para oila v'shivas kvasim v'sara nasa b'chutz. But as it relates to the para of the oila, the seven kvasim and the sara nasa b'chutz and tamid shel bein rabbi, that was brought together with the tamid shel bein rabbi. So this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So this is a more comprehensive shita. Number one, we mentioned the emurim of the carbon chatos. Number two, we also mentioned the power of the oila. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he walks, as soon as he puts on the big days of, he finished doing the whole avodah in Yom Kippur, he brings eloi, he brings the eloam, and he brings the emurim of the carbon chatos. When he brings the tamid shel bein rabbayim, he brings the carbon musaf. Rabbi Akiva, the Tesefta, what's the Rabbi Akiva that explains Rabbi Akiva's shita a little more thoroughly? My, the time we went to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Para oila v'shivas kfasim in tamid shel shachar, how you craving? The para oila was brought together with the shiva kfasim in tamid shel shachar. That answers the first question. The first question was, when was the para oila brought? It was brought together with the shiva kfasim with the tamid shel shachar. Shenema milvad oila sa boiker, ashel oila sa tamid. That the musafim were always milvad oila sa boiker, ashel oila sa tamid. We've mentioned this many times. The musaf was called musaf, because it was like an extra tamid. So it was brought together with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Va'achakach, afterwards, Avodas Hayom, he did the Avodas Hayom. Va'achakach, and afterwards, Sarah Nasa Bachutz, he brought the Sarah Nasa Bachutz, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Sir Isen Echot Chatos, Novad Chatos HaKipurim, Va'achakach, Eloi Ve'el Ha'om, then he brought Eloi Ve'el Ha'om, Va'achakach, Imur Echatos, he brought the Imurim of the Carbon Chatos, Va'achakach, Tamid Shal Vein Rabbayim, and afterwards, he brought the Tamid Shal Vein Rabbayim. Regardless, this is a more comprehensive Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, and a more comprehensive Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Now, for our purposes, if you go through these two brises well, there are really two main distinctions between the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and the Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The first one is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita was that the Musaf was brought together with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim. Just reading from the Lashon of Rabbi Eliezer. Avol Paro Oilo, V'Shivas Kvasim, V'Sora Nasa Bachotz. This is the Karban Mosif, Im Tomit Shel Bein Rabbayim. It was brought together with the Tomit Shel Bein Rabbayim. Rabbi Akiva said, Para Oilo, Veshivas Kvasim, which is the majority, it's not the whole Mosif, but it's most of the Mosif, in Tomit Shel Shachar Yikrev, was brought together with the Tomit Shel Shachar. So there seems to be some fundamental difference. Rabbi Eliezer wants you to bring the Mosif with the Tomit Shel Bein Rabbayim, and Rabbi Akiva wants you to bring the Karban Mosif together with the Tomit Shel Shachar. That's one distinction. Another distinction is, when was the Sar Hanasa Bachutz brought? The Sar Hanasa Bachutz, which is the sari that's part of the Karban Musaf. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's part of the Musaf. And Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is the Musaf was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim. So it was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim. Rabbi Akiva says that even though it's part of the Musaf, but it wasn't brought together with the Musaf, which was by the Talmud Shel Shachar. But rather, the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva was, after he brought the Musaf, he did the Avodah Sayyim, that's the whole Avodah, Va'achakach Sarah Nasa Bachutz. And it was only after that that he brought the Sarah Nasa Bachutz, and he had a Pasuk for it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Sir Izim Echot Chatos, Milvat Chatos HaKippurim, a Geshmak of Pasuk. In Parashas Pinchas, the Torah says that you should bring a goat for a Chatos as part of the Mosif, Milvat Chatos HaKippurim, in addition to the other chatois that you're bringing. It sounds like it's like an add-on to the other chatois. So Rabbi Akiva understood, right after you finish bringing those chatois, that's when you should bring this chatos. But again, two distinctions between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Number one, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Musaf was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim, according to Rabbi Akiva, was brought with the Talmud Shel Shachar. And then the Sarah Nasa Bachutz, according to Rabbi Akiva, is on an island unto itself. It's separated from the rest of the Musaf, it's detached, and it's brought after the Avodah, not with the Talmud Shel Shachar, which is where Rabbi Akiva holds you brought the Karban Musaf. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no, it was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim, it's part of the Musaf. You bring it together with the Musaf. So we need to understand these two machloikis in between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, and that's what the Gemara is about to do. Number one, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that the Karban Musaf was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim? Rabbi Akiva said it was brought with the Talmud Shel Shachar. Rabbi Eliezer said with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim. What's Pshat Rabbi Eliezer of it? So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer said you should do a kedachsev, go in the order of the Torah. Ovid Bereshit, the Teres Kayanim. First, you do the Avodah, which is mentioned in Teres Kayanim, Sefer Vayikra, it's Parshas Achrimos. Father, Ovid, the Chaimish Bekudim. And then you bring the Musafim, which is in Parshas Pinchas, which is in Sefer Bamidbar. Very Gishmak. Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva hold do it not that way? Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer seems to be saying something very logical. Go in the order of the Torah. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Musafim, which is in Parshas Pinchas, was brought with the Talmud Shel Shachar, which is first thing in the morning. That's before the whole Avodah on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, explain the Shita Kedektani Taima. It says, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, Asher Lo Oilas HaTomid, Alma Musafim, and Talmud Shel Shachar Avodah. That's a general passage. The Musaf was always brought with the Talmud Shel Shachar. And this was true for every single Musaf. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't see any reason that the Musaf on Yom Kippur should be any different. Good. That's number one. The other distinction we have between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was the Chatos HaNasa Bachutz. The Chatos that was brought together with the Karban Musaf. According to Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't brought together with the rest of the Musaf, but rather, it was brought right after the Avodah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it was brought with the rest of the Musaf, which Rabbi Eliezer's Shita was with the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim. Now, Rabbi Akiva had a Pasuk. It says, Sir Izim Echot Chatos, Milvad Chatos HaKippurim. So it sounds like right after the Chatos HaKippurim, that's the Paran the Sar, that's the Avodah Yom Kippur, that's when you should bring the Sir Izim Chatos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't darshan that Pasuk, Hayim Milvad Chatos HaKippurim, Ayavali, what does it do with that Pasuk? Humi Boyle, it's coming to teach me, Amasha Zem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. That the Sar Anasa Bachutz was Mechaper for the same thing that the Sar Lashem was Mechaper for. And the Sar Lashem was Mechaper for Thomas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. So the Sar HaNasa Bachutz was also Mechaper for Thomas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Now the obvious question is, what do you need two Karbonis to be Mechaper for Thomas Mikdash v'Kadoshav? So Rashi sends us to a Mishnah, Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Beis, and Rashi says there's different types of Thomas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, specifically when you're dealing with B'Shoigig, you knew, you didn't know, what did you know, what didn't you know, Ayin Sham, but there's different
levels of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and that's why you needed two karbanas to be mechaper for these two different types of chatayim. Zok the Gemara. So we have, up until this point, the two shitas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. There's one more knetch, Rabbi Yehuda, Ami Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name Rabbi Akiva a little bit of a different formulation. So again, up until now, if we ask, when was the karban musaf brought? According to Rabbi Eliezer with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. According to Rabbi Akiva with the Tamid Shel Shachar. With the exception of the Sa'ir, that according to Rabbi Akiva wasn't brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, but it was brought right after the Avodah. So Rabbi Yehuda said over there, Rabbi Akiva, a little different. Echad Karv and Tamid Shel Shachar. One of the seven Kvasim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, but Vishisha and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Six of them were brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So now we're really dividing the Musaf. One of the seven lamb were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. The other six with Tamid Shel Bein. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Mishmai, Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, "Name Rabbi Akiva that they split it, but they split it in the reverse." Shisha, Krav and Tamid Shel Shachar. Six were brought to Tamid Shel Shachar. Then with Tamid Shel Bein, one was brought to Tamid Shel Bein. So my time the Rabbanon. What's Pshat in the Rabbanon? Trey Kroy Ksivi. Meaning, why did the Chachamim, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, think that according to Rabbi Akiva we divided it into two? It's because there's two pasukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says Mavat Olas Habayker. That's the pasuk that seems to suggest that the Karban Musaf was brought together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. There's another pasuk that says V'yatsa V'asa Esai Lasai, that you should go out and you should bring the Karban Oila. Now, this Oila, the understanding is referring to the Karban Musaf, and this is a pasuk that's towards the end of the Avodah. So the Tanan held that it's a little mashma from that pasuk in the Avodah that really part, at least, of the Tamid, of the Musaf was brought later in the day. And if anything, there's a stira. Because here it's mashma, mulvad elas haboiker, that you're supposed to bring the Musaf together with Tamid Shel Shachar, which is first thing in the morning. And then there's this other pasuk, biyatzav asasai lasai, which is mashma, you're supposed to bring it later, hilkach. So therefore, what they held was, oven minayu hacha, minayu hacha. So you bring, you split it into two, you do some with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and some of it later. Okay, so what was the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda said, first you do one, then you do six. But Rabbi Shimon said, first you do six, then you do one. But Michael Mifflin, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda holds, oven chad, kedichsir, mulvad elas haboiker. First you do one, father avod avodah sayyim, and then afterwards you're going to do the avodah sayyim because don machul shel chalosh kohen gadol. Because we're afraid that if you're going to make him bring all these animals so early in the morning, he may get shvach and he may not end up executing properly on the avodah on Yom Kippur. So we'll push off the other six until later. Because if those six animals are not brought, it's not the end of the world. But if the avodah on Yom Kippur is not done, that is the end of the world. So it's okay if the Musaf's not brought. I mean, it's not, but b'di'evet gadol, it's okay. But it's not okay if the Kohen Gadol doesn't properly do everything he needs to do with the Avodah Yom Kippur. Because chukah, everything has to be precise and perfect. So we want to make sure he has as much koyach as possible to do the Avodah. Because Rav Shimon Tzavar, he held differently. No. Once you, if you're going to split into two, you do the majority first. Because given the aschel, once you start Avod Shisha, you should do six Dilma Pasha. Because we're afraid that you may not do the other ones later. Aye, what are you worried about? That maybe he's going to get shvach. No, Gabi Avodah Sayyim Zoru, so he's not going to get shvach. He's never going to get lax and not do the Avodah he's supposed to do on Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur that Avodah is going to end up doing, that's not something you have to worry about. So the Gemara just ends this discussion with one final note, and that is, so we went through all the different karbanas. We went through all the different karbanas. We figured out exactly when everything was brought. But the Gemara just makes one observation, and that is, we mentioned that the Kohen Gadol brought an ayil for himself, and then he brought an ayil for everybody else. And then the pasuk says, so there was one ayil that he brought for himself, that was an ayil, and then he brought an ayil for the Bnei Yisrael, which was also an ayil. Fine. So there's an ayil la'ayil that was brought for the Bnei Yisrael. In Parshas Pinchas, in the parasha of the Musafim, there's also a mention of an ayil. When the pasuk went through all the different karbanos that were brought, it said, "Vekraftim oil l'Hashem reich nichayach par ben bakar echad, ayil echad, seven kvasim, and then a sar." So we said, number one, 10 animals, 9 of them an oil, and one of them a chatas. But the 9 oil are, there's a par, there's 7 kvasim, and then there's an ayil. Now, when we went through all the akravas just now, there's one ayil that was mentioned. Great, the Gemara, one aisle, there's two aisles. You have the aisle in Parshas Achrimois that came together with the Shnei Seirim, and then there's another aisle in Parshas Pinchas that comes together with the Musafim. So is it one aisle or is it two Eilim? Zok the Gemara. From the fact that we didn't mention two Elim. Now we did, but the two Elim we mentioned is the Isle of the Kohen Gadol and the Isle of the Am. But we never mentioned two rams that were brought from the Am. Must be it's the same Isle. Must be the same Isle. And the Isle that the Torah mentions in Parshas Achrimos is the same Isle that the Torah mentions in Parshas Pinchas. So the Kula Am Amios, everybody agrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva, the Chad Isle. That all there was one aisle, Keman Ki Rebbe, meaning that must be in accordance with Shitas Rebbe, because really not everybody agrees with that. The time you learned the Rebbe, Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Aisle Echad Amar Kan, Hu Ha Amar B'Chay Mishav Yikud, the aisle the Torah talks about in Parshas Achrimais is the same aisle that the Torah talks about in Parshas Pinchas. What was Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Shnei Elam, it's really two Elam. Echad Amar Kan, one that's mentioned in Parshas Achrimais, Echad Amar B'Chay Mishav Yikud, and the other one that's mentioned in the Chay Mishav Yikud, my time of the Rebbe, what's Pshan Rebbe? Rebbe says it's only one aisle, Dichsib, Aisle Echad. It says Aisle Echad. Sounds like there's only one aisle. Reb Shimon, my echad. What does echad mean? Miyuchad shebe edre. Echad means miyuchad. It should be special. This aisle should be the nicest aisle. The Kangadol looked at all the rams that he had available to him, and he brought the best one. The Rebbe, how does Rebbe know it's supposed to be the nicest aisle? Nafkele mi mi mifchar nidreichem. It's a general pasuk that says anytime you bring a carbon, it's supposed to be the best. Reb does Reb Shimon. If every carbon is supposed to bring is the best, so why do I need a special pasuk that this should be the best? No, chad bechayve vechad benedava betzrich. Because that pasuk is mifchar nidreichem. A neder by definition is a carbon you're not obligated to bring. So you have a makar from a basik, that a carbon that you're bringing out of your goodwill, something that you're not necessarily obligated to do, that's supposed to be the best carbon. But how do you know a carbon chayva is the same thing? That's why the Torah said ayil echad. Regardless, ayil echad doesn't mean one ayil. Machloik is Rebbe and Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, whether it was ayil echad, the ayil in Akrimos is the same as the ayil in Pinchas. According to Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, they were two different ayilim. Obviously, according to Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, we'd have to figure out where that other aisle was brought. We will stop here.